This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening and happy Tuesday to all the NBA fans happy or upset with all these big trades over the weekend before Thursday's trade deadline. So still more on the way. At least Jimmy Butler hopes so. Beyonce, Kendrick, and Charlie XCX won big at the Grammys Sunday night, where Ye's wife got naked on the red carpet. And now we're in Black History Month. Yeah, smooth transition there. And yeah, it was interesting, though, reading up on Memphis's Orange Mound neighborhood, set to be the first in the country built by Black Americans for Black Americans back in the 1890s. Now, several of these neighborhoods popped up around the country after Reconstruction, and I was reading up on this because 130 or so years later, things have changed.
My favorite stories of the day.
A 40-year-old man was arrested in Memphis's Orange Mound neighborhood because police say he broke into a home and stole a toilet while someone was home. Now, to be clear, cops say the toilet was a new one, still in a box. Yeah, imagine some thief yanking out some old toilet from a bathroom. Toilet water leaking, that could leave a trail. But the Wednesday before last, somebody was home when they caught a guy dragging the boxed-up toilet outside. So they yelled and then called Memphis police, who say when a thief heard the homeowner and realized he had to bounce, he dragged the boxed-up toilet right back to the house, put it back. Hard to jump a fence with a toilet, and without it, he got over a fence and ran off, just not fast enough, because they say officers caught 40-year-old Rodriguez Wilborn at the end of the block a short time later, now charged with aggravated burglary, $5,000 bond set in jail, where he now has to share a toilet. And in Central Florida, a 29-year-old man in Wildwood is accused of being so loud while playing his PlayStation 5 last Sunday, the 29th, that he woke up his stepfather, who was trying to sleep. So cops say the stepfather went in the 29-year-old's room and did him like he would a little kid, snatched up the PS5 and took it. And police say Aquavius Chandler got so ticked off at his stepdad, he started yelling and then hit the stepdad right in the chest with a bologna sandwich. Yeah, cops say this was around 1 p.m., so that was probably lunch, they say Chandler assaulted his stepdad with, and they charged Chandler with battery for throwing a bologna sandwich. The 29-year-old was already on felony probation for another assault, so this man is back in jail for violating probation because cops say he chunked a bologna sandwich at his stepdad, who took his PS5. And police say the stepfather recorded video of it on his phone, so if true, he's looking at his stepdad record proof of this bologna sandwich attack. Now, we all know kids will be kids, which means kids will do some dumb things sometimes. We were all kids before, all a part of growing up. But most of us never stole a subway train as kids to take for a spin in New York City. Yeah, that may rank up there with great stories to tell one day of dumb things done as kids, but it's also a great way to get arrested and charged. And the NYPD is still looking for three young people who are apparently already bragging about stealing an R train the Saturday before last. Yeah, police say they posted video of themselves on social media in the conductor's cabin with one pushing buttons to run the train while another sat with his legs dangling out the front open door with the third standing behind him. Yeah, the NYPD is saying the trio stole the R train from the 71st Street station in Queens. It was parked on a sidetrack, and after the joyride, cops say the thieves actually parked it in roughly the same area, but MTA workers say they knew it had been moved from where they parked it, and say some of the train car windows were also broken. So the MTA and NYPD checked video surveillance, but said all three were wearing all black with black masks and used a black marker to mark over the surveillance camera lenses. And they also think the trio used a transit key to get in, so they think the group knew what they were doing. Just like a couple of other times trains were stolen in Queens over the past year, never mind years prior when this was also done. Yeah, back in September, two teens were charged with reckless endangerment and criminal mischief after stealing an empty train and crashing it. And last January, another empty R train was stolen from the same Forest Hills 71st Street station as its latest joyride. It sounds like the MTA could start an internship or mentor program in Queens, if you want to look at this on the bright side. I mean, it's an idea. Some kids there apparently like running subway trains, and they have experience now. Back in a moment, but first, a word from a colleague.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age. You can download the Jams Podcast Mix for free. Just Google search Jams Podcast Mix.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-5555. That's 212-555-5555.
McCracken and Butts. It's what we do for you.
And now for the world around us.
I saw in the Sweden Herald newspaper, or news website nowadays, that a man was just convicted for drunk driving for flying a drone last year during the classic car week in Ratvik. Swedish National Public Television's SVT is reporting the man will have to pay 32,000 kronor. This comes out to almost $2,800 in fines for flying a drone, while police say the man had a 0.69 per mil alcohol in his blood at the time. Now, cops say the man was first trying to argue a buddy of his was the one flying it and not him, but police did not buy it, and they said there was a temporary flight ban over the area at the time, so that's why they went looking for the drone operator. And SVT is also reporting this is the first time that they know of that someone was arrested in Sweden for flying a drone under the influence. So it sounds like fun to grab a drone controller and fly one at a party, but don't let cops catch you doing it while drinking. And in Australia, I saw a report in the New York Post where a woman posted video of a chicken wrap sandwich she ordered from a cafe. And it was not to talk about how tasty or nasty it was, but it was to show one of the ingredients in the chicken wrap. A knife. A knife wrapped inside the sandwich that she says she bit into. Only said in the video she posted to TikTok that her teeth bit a little orange thing that she thought was a hard carrot, but now turned out to be the knife's handle. Got lucky there. And pulled it out on the video to show a knife tucked nice and neat inside the chicken wrap. And she says she took the sandwich and its special ingredient back to the cafe to let them know, but decided no harm, no foul, and did not sue the shop. Now, a bunch of TikTokers commented on her video post saying she should have sued, except for this one TikToker who asked the woman if she asked for sharp cheddar. Wasn't my joke. Bambi, Bambi. And in Germany, it was corny. A bunch of hunters got together this past Friday in Dortmund to see who can best fool a deer into thinking they're hearing a mating call. Then the whole point of hunters tricking the deer are to draw them out so they can shoot them if looking for love in all the wrong places. And at the National Stag Calling Championship in Dortmund, hunters used specially made ox horns, Triton snail shells, glass cylinders, hollowed out stems of hogweed, and other man-made instruments to compete in front of judges who apparently know what deer like to hear. And the winner now goes on to the European Stag Calling Championships in Lithuania in October. And that'll be a German hunter named Fabian Wenzel, who won for the fifth time. And just think of all the deer within hearing range of the competition, though. They probably thought the area was filled with horny bucks. More news in a moment.
He'll never do. But, ooh.
Ladies, are you tired of matching with guys on singles apps?
Yes, you could have stopped right there.
Only to get unsolicited pics of peckers?
Ugh.
Well, try Stumble. The Stumble dating app gives women the power to choose whether to see explicit pictures.
Nice. Nope.
Pics sent only after the sender fills out a required description.
And be honest.
And our embedded AI assistant, Becky, is teachable.
I do not want any man who talks about politics, D&D, or crypto.
So that women can use it to act as sort of a go-between and lead men towards more personally fulfilling conversations.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? They keep talking about Dina's husband.
So stumble onto Stumble and stumble into love.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? They keep asking about Dina's husband.
No! What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, what's up with all this anger now that we're taking out on kids? I mean, earlier in the show, I was joking about the Queens kids in New York City who have been stealing subway trains and taking them for joyrides and how they'll be in trouble if and when caught. Yet they do also have a story to tell about the dumb stuff they did in that case. Now, they're facing charges if and when caught, so that lesson would be no laughing matter. But pales in comparison to the lesson a 12-year-old got the Wednesday before last in Hartford, Connecticut. That's where police say the kid and an 11-year-old buddy were throwing snowballs at passing cars and had good aim at least once hitting a car, which then went around the block, came back, and cops say the driver started shooting at the kids and hit the 12-year-old. NBC Connecticut is reporting the child was taken to Connecticut Children's Medical Center, and cops did say the kid should recover from the bullet wound, but come on, a snowball hits the car and the response is to shoot the kid who threw it. I mean, police in Hartford are checking surveillance video around the area, still trying to track down whoever overreacted in that case. And in Springfield, Missouri, is where police say four kids hanging out decided to go play an old game of ding-dong ditch and went and knocked on a man's door and ditched, ran to their car and sped off. But cops say the man inside the house jumped in his SUV, chased him down the block, pulled a sawed-off shotgun on him and asked, "Who sent you?" Then made him get out of their car, took the keys and drove off. And that is why cops say they arrested 40-year-old Melvin Rankin, who turned out to also be the last one who should want any kind of problem like this, if he did this, because police in Springfield, Missouri say Rankin is a registered sex offender on lifetime GPS monitoring. He's back in jail, facing more charges because cops say he couldn't let silly kids play a silly game of ding-dong ditch without losing it and pulling a sawed-off shotgun on them.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthday.
Come, not only will come for you, but also for me, Pop my dog. I miss Uncle Charles, y'all. They popped my dog. I miss Uncle Charles, y'all. He shouldn't.
Got away with saying all that? Slammy Sammy with a classic as we keep the turntable spinning with some.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays starting with Tuesday, February 4th.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been.
Singer Gavin DeGraw is 48 now.
Hey, come on. Street mergers are legislated. The nerve I never hated.
Rapper Cam'ron. Well, podcasting with Mace nowadays. He's 49.
Nothing's fine, I'm all out of faith.
Singer Natalie Imbruglia is hitting the big 5-0. MSNBC anchor and former co-host of The View, Nicole Wallace, 53. Singer Alice Cooper, 77. And actor, director, and producer Jerry Adler is 96. Then on Wednesday. And we were calling women tenderonis for years after this. Oh, the 80s. Singer Bobby Brown is turning 56. Spin Doctors. Singer Chris Barron will be 58. Actor Laura Linney, the mom in Netflix's Ozark, will be 61. Actor Jennifer Jason Leigh will be 63.
I'm Leon Phelps. How y'all doing?
Ladies, man. Actor, comedian, and former SNL cast member Tim Meadows is turning 64. And on Thursday the 6th. Singer Tinashe is turning 32. Not Rick Rolling listeners, but Rick Astley is turning 59. Guns N' Roses lead Axl Rose will be 63 Thursday. Actor, comedian, and director Robert Townsend will be 68. NBC News anchor Tom Brokaw is turning 85. And 50s and 60s actor and sex symbol Mamie Van Doren will be 94. And that's a wrap for this Real Pod Newscast. Thanks for tuning in, and please hit follow on the podcast page to catch every show dropping Tuesdays and Fridays. Have a great rest of the week.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.